not going back after that.
Bill, will Senate please come to order?
First on calendar.
Will the members please note their presence by voting? The secretary, please take the roll.
The roll shows all senators present this morning.
Will the Senate please rise for prayer? Our chaplain is Lieutenant Lloyd Bacon of the Salvation Army.
Father God, as we start this new day and a new week, we thank you for your mercies and guidance in the past. May each one learn to daily trust you as the giver of strength and of wisdom. Forgive us, we pray, our many shortcomings, and as we wait before you, our Father, we are mindful that indeed you love each of us equally, the rich, the poor, those that have and those that have not. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, by whom we all may be saved from sin and brought into everlasting life. Bless us this day and make us a blessing unto others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Will the secretary please certify us to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 62nd and 63rd legislative days.
Senator Coletta. Without objection, the journal is certified. Introduction of guests. Does any member have a guest they wish to introduce? Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, Bar Gallery, the mother of Paige Streets of Frank, Mrs. Nell Despain.
Madam, the messages from the governor.
Message of March 13, dear Mr. President. Please add to your list of Alaskans to be confirmed for appointments to boards and commissions the following: Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education, Mr. Walter Furness, Anchorage, term expiring 3/1/83.
With Health, Education, and Social Services.
That is the only message from the governor today.
Messages from the other House?
Message of March 17. The House has passed Senate Bill 90, making a supplemental appropriation to University of Alaska for the acquisition of library books with the following amendment. House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 90 with the same title and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Sackett.
Books at $150,000.
You will remove your objection. Objection is removed. Is there any other objection? Without objection. Let's see. Do we need a motion?
You don't want to vote on it.
We don't need it.
Okay. Do it. Not if you don't want to.
Are we better? Would Senator Sackett, you moved that we concur?
Question.
The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 90? Will senators please vote? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
And So the Senate has concurred in the House amendments to Senate Bill 90.
Mr. President.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move an act unanimous consent to roll call vote on the passage of document substitute to Senate Bill 90 to consider roll call vote on effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Message of March 17. The House has passed Senate Bill 91 amended, a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Administration for ASHA payments with the following amendment. House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 91, supplemental appropriations to the Office of the Governor, the Department of Administration, and the Department of Law, and transmitted for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 91 requested by the vote no.
Senator Gertula.
We have an amendment.
The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 91? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 2 yeas and 18 nays.
And so the Senate has failed to concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 91. And we'll ask the House to proceed. But at this time, I'd like to appoint a free conference committee in case they don't. The free conference committee composed of Senator Ray, Chairman, Senator Ferguson, Senator Bennett.
Mr. President.
Senator Hackney.
Just a matter for clarification, perhaps, is it your intention to appoint three conference committees in connection with these bills to begin with? I know that sometimes in previous years it's been a matter of appointing conference committees to begin with and changing that to three conference if there was no opportunity for agreement between the two houses. Just to get the record straight, Mr. President.
I have a very low opinion of conference committees. So unless the membership requests a conference committee, I will make it three conference committees so that we can get our work done. They seem to accomplish very little other than delay.
Message of March 17, the House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 15 by the Resources Committee relating to remote sensing mapping of Alaska.
Resources.
House Bill Number 36 amended by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council for the Interim Committee on Bottom Fish, an act making a special appropriation for a study of Alaska fisheries taxation law and providing for an effective date.
Resources. Finance.
House Bill Number 92 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making supplemental appropriations to the Department of Labor and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill Number 98 by Representative Anderson, an act relating to the administration of questionnaires in public schools and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, and Social Services.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 143 by the Finance Committee, an act making supplemental appropriations to the Department of Health and Social Services, Division of Public Assistance, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill Number 233 amended by Representative Munson, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the University of Alaska for laboratory equipment on the Anchorage campus and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill Number 308 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services, Division of Public Health, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 365 by the Finance Committee, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the University of Alaska for the acquisition of library books and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill Number 377 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act making FY79 transfers of appropriation items for the Department of Labor and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Those are the messages from the House today.
Any communications?
We have no communications.
Reports of Standing Committee.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill 202, special appropriation from the International Airports Construction Fund to the Fairbanks International Airport, and recommends that this be placed on the March 20 calendar. Signed, Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senators Homan, Ziegler, Sumner, and Tillian. This bill will appear on tomorrow's calendar. That's the only standing committee report.
Introduction of resolution.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 24 by Senator Ray, relating to the application of Schnabel Lumber Company Incorporated for financial assistance from the Alaska Renewable Resources Corporation.
Resources, Finance.
Mr. President,
Senator Ziegler.
With the consent of the prime sponsor, I'd like to be shown as an alternate sponsor.
Back to order. There are no bills. That brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Bill Number 12 by Senator Homan, an act establishing social services policy councils in the Department of Health and Social Services and providing for an adventure-based education program. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Hackney, Chairman, and Senators Coletta and Ferguson signed do pass. Senator Sturgiluski signed needs amendment. The Finance Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Homan, Vice Chairman, signed do pass. Senator Hackney signed passed if amended. Senators Bennett and Dank were signed no recommendation. There are no amendments.
Senator Homan.
Youngsters learned or honed winter camping skills by the time the program ended on March 9th. Builds character, the instructor said, in between his duties as an Iditarod checker. The camp brings them up against their own shortcomings and introduces them to the facts of life, I guess. 19 boys and girls from Holy Cross to Grayling, Anvik, McGrath, and Nikolai camped in the fierce cold and howling winds of the Iditarod. The kids camped in six wind-whipped canvas tents warmed by stoves. They were responsible for their own food, for the cooking of their own food, sawing their own wood and keeping themselves warm. Senate Bill 12 is directed at establishing on a statewide base what's called adventure-based education. It's where young people are presented with physical challenges, challenges that they have a high probability of succeeding at, and I think it does result in the building of character. Currently, we're spending about $28,000 per year per bed, and if the average stay at McLaughlin is 12 months, that means per student. That's a terribly high cost for a program that yields very little, I believe. And that figure, incidentally, is exclusive of debt service on the capital projects, that is, the buildings on that campus. we're spending upwards of $7 million a year as a state for our youth that are in trouble. I think we should look at this concept very closely. It's proven successful in other states. It's modeled after the Colorado Outward Bound program. And I think that it's going to be returned for rules, and Senator Hackney and others will have a chance to hold hearings. I'd invite public input at that point. I'm very enthused about the idea. It gives us more return for our dollar. I'd ask unanimous consent for the motion.
Senator Hackney?
Mr. President, I object for one comment, if I may. Instead of returning the bill to Rules Committee, Mr. President, I wonder if the sponsor would consider returning it to Hess, if we can set up a hearing for that bill right away. If he has no objection, then I'd like to amend the motion to return to Hess.
Mr. President, I have a question for that motion, if I might. Technically now, in the 60-day arrangement, I know that this probably will have to be altered, but once you take one rule, send it back to the standing committee, and, where does that put us?
That puts us next year to vote on.
That's what I thought.
Do you understand, please?
An act making supplemental appropriations to the University of Alaska Working Capital Fund and grievance procedures and providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Hackney, Chairman, and Senator Ferguson signed no recommendation. Senator Sturgiluski and Farron Camp signed do pass. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute and do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman. Concurring, Senators Holman, Ray, Hackney, Bennett, and Dankworth. There is a committee substitute.
Senator Ray.
I would move the adoption of the committee substitute.
Any objections? Hearing none, the committee substitute is adopted.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 80 by the Finance Committee, an act making transfers between general fund appropriations affecting the University of Alaska for the 1977 and 1978 fiscal year and providing for an effective date.
Senator Ray.
For the information of the members, the committee substitute resolves the fiscal year 77 deficit problem of the university by transferring additional appropriation authorization from the fiscal year 78 state budget to the fiscal year 77 university budget. The transfer involves $3,711,900. The net deficit claimed by the university. The university will clear its balance sheet by entries to its fund balance account. The net result of the entries will be to offset the current unallocated deficit entry shown on the balance sheet. In response to the university request for additional cash, the university has built up an accrued annual leave liability account on its balance sheet, and this has contributed to some of the substantial amount of this deficit. This account does not require cash at this time because it is assumed that the accrued leave will be taken in future years in time off rather than cash payments. Also, the fiscal year 77 accounts have been paid, and there are no payables awaiting the cash funding of this bill. For information, Section 1, which deals with the 77 budget, we've reduced that operating budget by the, and the total budget by the amount of $3,711,900. In Section 2, we've also reduced the 77 budget by the same amount, showing the general fund reduction. In Section 3, we've increased or put in a new item. This is for the 76 budget. Unallocated deficit, putting them in the $3,711,900. And in the 76 session laws. We also, that would be the 77 budget. We have increased the general funding and the total funding by the sum of $3,711,900.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the unanimous consent rules be suspended for many steps to the Senate Bill 8, considered engrossed in third reading, place the final passage.
No objection.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 80, an act making transfers between general fund appropriations affecting the University of Alaska for the 1977 and 78 fiscal years and providing for an effective date.
The question has been called for. The question is, shall the committee substitute for Senate Bill 80 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take them.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
And so committee substitute for Senate Bill 80 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
President, I move an unanimous consent roll call vote on the committee substitute for Senate Bill 80. Consider the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Senate Bill Number 87, by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, Division of Aviation Design and Construction, and providing for an effective date. The State Affairs Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass, signed Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, concurring Senators Rohde, Kelly, and Ziegler. Senator Bradley signed, refer to finance. There is a Finance Committee report on this bill recommending do pass, signed Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Ray, Hackney, Bennett, and Sumner. Senator Dankwers signed, no recommendation. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the consent rule be suspended in Senate Bill 87, considered engrossed and passed the third reading and placed the final passage.
Without objection.
Senate Bill. There is a letter of intent by the Finance Committee.
If we move to the adoption of the letter of legislative intent. Hearing no objection, the letter of legislative intent is adopted.
Senate Bill Number 87, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, Division of Aviation Design and Construction, and providing for an effective date.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall Senate Bill 87 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
And so Senate Bill 87 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
President, I move that the consent roll call vote on the passage of Senate Bill 87 considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Senate Bill Number 128 by Senators Coletta, Curtula, and Stimson. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for a gas line feasibility study and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends do pass with amendment. Signed Senator Sumner, Chairman, concurring Senators Dankworth, Curtula, Bennett, Mielen, and Fahrenkamp. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute and a majority do pass. Signed Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Dankworth, Sumner, and Bennett. Senators Ray and Hackney signed, no recommendation. There is a committee substitute.
Senator Holman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of committee substitute for Senate Bill 128 finance.
Hearing no Senator Jaworski. Senator Homa.
Section 2 provides $75,000 general fund monies for evaluation of the benefits and in-state use of rural gas. We added this section. We required the appropriation of the council. This is an item that was enforced earlier. Supplemental appropriation. We see some discussion on this so-called Christmas tree bill. It's not that enforced.
Senator Sturgeon-Lewski.
Just again, if you put this very brief explanation of the purpose, what we'll gain at the end of this, or would that be appropriate?
Senator Gertula. Any questions?
Thank you. Mr. President, Section 2 addresses itself to the consideration of an economic factor other than money. It seems that that's an area that long lasted and it addresses itself to. Is the commodity that we wish to remove or to export? Is the monetary value of that greater than in-use value? The rural energy problems are extremely critical, and this may tie in with another phase of developing a program for utilization and increased usage of energy in the rural areas along with the urban areas. And what this section will do will show the possible return for in-state use of this commodity in the 2, 3, 4, 5 times greater. 7 or 10%
monetary return.
Senator Roney, a question to the Majority Leader. Will this study also explore the possibility of a GSOP option for the gas liquids line?
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President.
Senator Sturgeon-Lewski? Objections have been removed. The committee substitute for Senate Bill number 128 has been adopted.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 128 by the Finance Committee, an act making special appropriations to the Legislative Council for a gas line feasibility study and for an evaluation of benefits of in-state use of royalty gas and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 128, an act making special appropriations to the Legislative Council for a gas line feasibility study and for an evaluation of benefits of in-state use of royalty gas and providing for an effective date.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 128 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill number 128 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President.
Senator Pillow. Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Senate Bill number 136 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the plumbing code. The Commerce Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Bradley, Chairman, and Senator Sturgeon-Lewski signed do pass. Senators Kelly and Ferguson signed do not pass. Senator Stimson signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Ray, Bennett, and Sumner. Senator Hackney and Senator Dank were signed. No recommendation. There is a committee substitute.
Senator Bennett.
I'd like to move the committee substitute for Senate Bill number 136 by the Finance Committee and ask for adoption.
Senator Bennett, you have the floor.
Section 1 of updates the Alaska Plumbing Code. It makes a makes it conform with the most recent standards of the International Association of Plumbers and Mechanical Officials. Section 2 authorizes the Department of Labor to establish fees for the plumbing inspections that are requested by the owner of the buildings. The department has indicated that it plans to charge $30 for an average inspection. Section 3 exempts municipalities and villages with less than 4,000 population. Under the current law, municipalities with less than 2,500 are exempted. The fiscal impact on this bill is minor, it's less than $15,000.
Senator Curtula.
Question to presumably Senator Bennett. We are in Section 3, then, not tightening up. We are broadening the present act slightly. And we're allowing for a greater exemption for municipalities than we had before. Now, my only question is, boroughs are considered a municipality, and do you have any comment on a borough with over 4,000 people, but is still a very thinly scattered group? Does it come under the provisions of this act? That is the question I have.
Senator Ray. Senator Sturgelowski.
A question of Senator Van Fossler. Perhaps I'm just different than Senator Cool's point on this. It seems to me that the major emphasis should be on public health and safety. And I'm wondering, we're exempting a number of communities. I think that Old Rolls and Bethel and Constable would at least be three of them. But those funding folks really are protecting the public health and safety. We have the whole problems in poor construction materials and installation zones, and that leads to problems in extra maintenance and heating problems and so on. What was the consideration of the committee in the regard of that? I realize there's unique problems in some of the areas that have severe weather climates, but are we really helping anybody by exempting these communities? You please have a response.
Senator Homer.
Construction and improvement construction.
Mr. Jaluski.
I'll send it home. Just one further question. What are the implications of, say, the lack of various codes insofar as receiving financing under AHSC and some of the, that would be the major program. I know there's a great deal of interest in seeing that serve the remote areas. Is that a factor in having that meter vehicle available for housing?
Would be an obstacle in security that type of funding if it were available, but I think by and large it's not available.
Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, I wonder if we really need that inspector that's to be authorized. If we raise that to a population of 4,000, how many municipalities,
villages, or whatnot will we have that will be subject to inspection?
Senator Ray.
I don't know exactly how many, but there's enough people in this country to get the information.
As long as somebody has to make the inspection, that's the idea of it, is upon new construction. In those areas where there is an investigation, or in order to keep the inspections and the code in effect, then we have to have an inspector to do that. They have to pay. Those people specifically who have problems with the plumbing, upon request for an inspection, they will pay that out of fees established by regulation to the department.
Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, that's my essential problem with the bill. This is the third bill we've seen come through the Commerce Committee where the bureaucracy is attempting to move the fee structure out of statute and into the regulatory process, and I submit that the fee structure is going to go way up and the cost will be borne by the individual homeowners or the contractors that are performing the work. I'm opposed to moving the fee structures and the permit fees out of statute where we have control on them and into regulation where it appears to me that the general sympathy of the bureaucrat in no way lies with the contractor or the owner, but rather with the perpetuation of their own department, and I suspect you're going to see those fees go way up.
Senator Ray.
Could we read the Commerce Committee report?
The Commerce Committee report is on the Senate bill, not the committee substitute, and it reads, Senator Bradley, Chairman, and Senator Sturgeluski signed do pass. Senators Kelly and Ferguson signed do not pass. Senator Stimson signed, no recommendation.
That was the only reason I asked, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to see where my colleague from Eagle River was coming from. The original bill does also apply the department by regulation. And we just kept that right in the governor's bill. The original bill was the governor's bill. We kept it right in. Only we eliminated the busybodiness of somebody going around and making inspections crawling underneath your house and then coming out and say, well, you have to do something under your house, that's $50, and you never ask them to do anything. So we eliminated that section.
Senator Kelly.
I still maintain, Mr. President, that in order to pass building codes in most of the municipalities, you're going to have to request these people to come in and take a look, and I want those fees controlled by the legislature, again, not by the bureaucracy. I don't think there's any sympathy at all to the homeowner and to the contractor once you move the fee structure into the bureaucracy.
Senator Bradley.
The chief advantage of having it done by a regulation rather than by statute is because of, as a result of these rapidly increasing inflation days, you'd have to pass a bill about every day, every year. And I think, I feel much like Senator Kelly, but in this instance, I think maybe we can trust our departments to pass these regulations. We can annul them, or we can catch them as we did for the boiler fees 2 years ago. We saw they were raising them, and we did something about it.
Is there objection to the adoption of the Finance Committee substitute? Maybe. Hearing none, the Finance Committee substitute is adopted.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 136 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the plumbing code. There are no amendments.
Senator Kalata.
Mr. President, I move that the unanimous consent of the rules be suspended for committee substitute for Senate Bill 136, considering the gross and third reading of the final passage.
No.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 136, an act relating to the plumbing code.
Question.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 136 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 5 nays.
And so committee substitute for Senate Bill 136 has passed the Senate.
Senate Bill Number 142, by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services and providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and recommends that it do pass with an amendment. Senator Hackney, Chairman, signed no recommendation. Senator Sturgiluski and Fahrenkamp signed do pass. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends, a majority recommends, that it be replaced with the committee substitute. Senator Holman, Vice Chairman, and Senators Ray and Hackney signed do pass. Senator Bennett and Senator Dankler signed no recommendation. There is a Finance Committee substitute.
Senator Ray. Are there objections? Hearing none, Finance Committee substitute is adopted.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 142 by the Finance Committee, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Kalata.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 142, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services and providing for an effective date.
Question has been called for.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Kutula.
Question of the Finance Committee. Does this cover the problems of trying to pay for long overdue bills of medical care? Community, medical doctors, and the housing care homes that are taking care of old timers and so on. There seems to be a nightmare there in collecting those bills. They're long overdue, and it just amounts to $1 million or more dollars, I understand.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, this provides the replacement of unclaimable federal Title 4A funds.
They are.
Let's watch the care and institutional
care program.
Question has been called. The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 142 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote. And so committee substitute for Senate Bill 142 has passed the Senate. Senator Kalata?
Mr. President, I move an act to amend the consent to roll call vote on the passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 142, which is the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted. Senator Bradley?
suspended, I move the committee substitute. Changes made as a result of the committee substitute are not done for the House keeping changes. Existing law authorizes 7 members for the Public Accountants Board. The original bill called for only 5 members, because that is all that the governor appointed, since he's been an option. This year, he appointed a 6th member, because the board has a problem getting a quorum. And therefore, it seems pretty obvious to the committee of not much sense in reducing the number to 7, I mean, from 5 to 7 to 5, because they've had trouble with having a quorum. I know they're trying to cut costs, but if they can't meet, we don't have a quorum, it's not much point to have a board. The state board is opposed to reducing the number of board members. Quorum problem. And the reason is that many of the members have problems in travel and work commitments and just can't get them. They highly recommend that we keep it at 7 as it was. The other change of any real significance was the definition of the test pumps. In drafting the definition, it was changed or distorted somewhat from what the board had advised as being the true definition. The consequence that the committee ended the better definition. The Public Accounts Board approved the bill.
Hearing no objection, the committee substitute is adopted.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 185 by the Commerce Committee, an act relating to public accountancies. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that as unanimous consent the rule be suspended. The committee substitute for Senate Bill 185. Senator Gross, the Commerce Committee, is
passed. No objections.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 185, an act relating to public accountancy.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 185 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
And so committee substitute for Senate Bill 185 has passed the Senate.
Senate Bill number 203 by Senators Fahrenkamp and Bennett. Senate Bill 203 will show up on tomorrow's calendar. Three, by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act relating to homestead entry and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends it do pass with amendments signed Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Homan, Dankworth, and Sumner. There is an amendment number 1 by the Finance Committee, page 1, lines 20, 22, and 27. This has been distributed.
Senator Sumner.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill number 223, together with all amendments, committee substitutes, et cetera, be return to rules. It needs some additional work. I've checked with the rules chairman and have his concurrence.
Other objections? Hearing none, Senate Bill 223 is returned to rules.
Senate Bill number 176, an act relating to the limitation of civil actions as applied to minors, is automatically in third reading.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, very briefly, in 1977, the legislature changed the age of majority to 18 years. The statute in Title IX that affects lawsuits did not receive a similar change. It was questionable which applies. This merely states that the age of majority, which is now 18 years, does apply for those persons wishing to bring a suit or for the age that those persons can be sued at. Clarifies a problem in the statutes.
The question has been called for. The question is, shall Senate Bill 176 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one absent.
And so Senate Bill 176 has passed the Senate.
Senate Joint Resolution number 25 by Senator Homan, urging the United States government to release its interest in the improvements at the Antioch White Owl site to the state of Alaska. The Commerce Committee considered this resolution and recommends it do pass. Signed, Senator Bradley, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Sturgiluski, and Stimson. The Finance Committee considered this resolution and a majority recommended do pass. Signed, Senator Homan, Vice Chairman, concurring Senator Sumner, Dankworth, Bennett, and Hackney. Senator Ray signed, no recommendation. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Senate Joint Resolution number 25, urging the United States government to release its interest in the improvements at the Antioch White Owl site to the state of Alaska.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall Senate Joint Resolution number... You have a question to ask, Senator Ray. You have the floor, Senator Ray. The question has been called for. The question is, shall Senate Joint Resolution number 25 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one absent.
And so Senate Joint Resolution 25 has passed the Senate. Senators at ease. Come back to order. Senator Homan.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 132 rules, an act relating to fisheries taxes and providing for an effective date on reconsideration.
Question is called for. The question is, shall Senate Bill 132 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote. Secretary, please take the vote.
The roll shows 11 yeas, 8 nays.
And so Senate Bill 132 has passed the Senate.
Yes.
Senator.
Mr. President, I move
the question is, shall the effective date clause on Senate Bill 132 be adopted? The senators may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 1 nay.
So the effective date clause is adopted. Senator Ray.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 7, an act relating to judicial forfeitures on reconsideration.
The question is, shall Senate Bill 7 pass the Senate? Amendment. Senator Sumner. There's a call of the Senate. Consideration motion has been withdrawn. Are there any other reconsideration motions? If not, let us proceed with business.
Resolution number 13 by Senator Holman. We have 10 first. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 10, recognizing International Year of the Child and encouraging Alaskans to participate in local observances by Senator Rohde.
Senator Coletta. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I thank the good senator for his concern with the language, and I will report to him in a year or two as to how my youngest are doing and if there has been any change in my opinion, but I'm sure we'll pass this. The children of Alaska are our greatest resource.
Yeah, considering I'm cycling it for the second time, I don't really care for the report, sir. Are the members prepared to vote? The question is, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution 10 pass the Senate? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 absent.
So, Senate Concurrent Resolution 10 has passed the Senate.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 13, directing the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities to secure possession of buildings at the Antioch White Owl site for educational purposes by Senator Holman. The Commerce Committee considered this resolution and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Bradley, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Strzelczewski, and Stimson. A majority of the committee of the Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Holman, Vice Chairman, concurring Senator Sumner, Dankworth, Bennett, and Hackney. Senator Ray signed, no recommendation. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt SCR 13.
question has been called. The question is, shall Senate concurrent resolution 13 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 1 nay.
And so Senate concurrent resolution 13 has passed the Senate. That brings us to the bottom of today's calendar.
Yes.
We're now under unfinished business. Senator Bennett.
Mr. President, may we revert to introduction of guests?
Without objection, the Senate reverts to introduction of guests.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the gallery behind me, it gives me great pleasure to introduce a longtime standing friend and a colleague, former president of the Alaska Hospital Association, currently the manager of the Fairbanks Medical Clinic, Mr. Al Finiseff.
Senator Stimson.
Mr. President, under that same topic, I would like to introduce a friend of mine, superintendent of the Union Schools, Peter Blissoff.
While we're under introduction of guests, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome Norma Nilsson of Seattle, president of Port Chatham Pack and Company, and the producer of the well-known Portlock Smoke Sound. Quiet, Ray. This brings us to unfinished business. Senator Kelly. The reconsideration will be noted. Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, on each senator's desk is a verbatim testimony we received by telecommerce on the fulfillment and mechanics of the bill. And the P34, also a historical treatise, which covers the development over the past couple of years. And our later today will be a section by section analysis based on the desk, which is a way of that will drive the mind.
Brings us to special audits. Senator Curtula. Without objection, the journal will so note. Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Dankworth.
Are we still on the special audits?
If you wish, sir, we're on the special audits. You have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, I was very alarmed this morning when I saw heard on the news that a telegram went to the Alaska Federation of Natives requesting that they take a position in the D2 legislation, which would be in direct violation of the Constitution of the state of Alaska. I think it's incumbent that some of us point out to the Alaska people that I don't believe that the people who sent that telegram truly represent 65,000 Alaskans who want us to violate that Constitution. And I'm, of course, speaking to the request that we put in D2 legislation that the federal government